This is News Director Larissa Donovan. Joining me on the phone today is Ellen Demereth. She's with the University of Minnesota Extension Office. Now, I understand for the first time, this survey study of families is coming to our Beltrami County Fair, right? First time?
Yeah, so I'm from the University of Minnesota School of Public Health, and I direct something called Driven to Discover, which is a research outreach, you know, and so, yeah, this is the first time we're bringing our University of Minnesota research teams out to meet people in Beltrami County this year.
So what sort of families are you looking for at of all shapes and sizes?
Absolutely. So actually, we are deploying 4 to 5 studies every day of the fair. So you guys are going to be able to pick and choose and come to Building 13. We're going to be there from noon to 7, first 3 days, and noon to 4, the last day of the Beltrami County Fair. And there's going to be different kinds of studies, some for young people, some for parents of young people, and some for just any adults. So, you know, you can come take a look at all the different studies that are happening, see if you want to join one. It's a really innovative thing that really only the University of Minnesota does. There's nobody else in the country that we know of that's actually taking the research and getting out of our ivory towers and getting out to meet people around the state. And so, yeah, there's stuff for young families, there's stuff for you know, young adults, older adults, anything you want.
And what is I'm trying to think of, remember all my research terms, but what is the goal of the study? What are you trying to find out?
Okay, well, so I just want to make it clear, there's not one study.
Mm-hmm.
Every day of the fair, we're having 4 to 5 different research studies, so they all have different goals. What I do is I direct and manage all these different researchers and their teams to be able to go to the state fair every year, and now we're trying for the first time going out to county fairs, okay? So there's not one study. It's actually really cool. There's lots of different studies. So, for example, we have one study for that would be, I think, really interesting. So, you know, we all know that it's really important for people to be healthy, to have good social connections, right? It's not just like what you eat or whether you exercise, it's also that social support. And so in that, there's one study that's coming out from our colleague, Dr. Henning-Smith, and she's going to be studying and having a survey about how people in rural areas think about their social well-being, where they like to go to socialize, and what additional resources they'd like to see in their community to have social connectedness. So that's just one example of research that we're bringing. If you want to know more, I can go on with more things that we are bringing out to the fair.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure all our listeners would love to hear it.
Okay, cool. So another study that's more biomedical, one of our researchers from the Department of Pediatrics, Dr. Thielen, she's got a study called Got Snot.
Ooh.
And so that one is studying, I know, right? It's studying respiratory viruses and the microbiome in Minnesota children. And so she wants to get children from all over the state and understanding more about those microbes that live in your child's respiratory tract, especially in the nose, and how that affects their risk for ear infections, colds, and other types of diseases. So, like, you know, every winter, right, we've got kids with the runny nose and the cough and the cold, and they stay home.
Right. One kid at daycare gets it, they're all going to get it.
Gosh. Right. And so we want to be able to understand more about, like, maybe there's, you know, certain ways that we can help kids be healthier through the cold and flu season by understanding a lot more about all the different microbes that are actually resident in the nose and just stay there and how to treat that. So that's one study. Another study that involves children is, let me see here. So here's another one. This is a study that has been actually running at the state fair for a long time, and this is for younger kids age 5 to 8. And it's studying how kids use language. So, you know, we assume, you know, English is our language, most of us, so we sort of view it as easy, but it's actually a difficult language and a complicated one.
Oh,
and
it barely makes any sense, yeah.
Yeah, and so for this study, kids are going to play some listening and talking games. Parents are going to provide information about their child's development, and so the researchers are going to be recording and watching and listening to how young early school age kids are learning to use English. And then all the kids get a prize at the end of that one.
Oh, fun.
So there's just like a whole bunch. There's like 10 or 11 studies, okay, different ones every day. Another one is really different, and it's more like citizen science. So that means involving people in the community to help us researchers, know more. And so one thing that there's researchers from the University of Minnesota who are interested in sponges, so like freshwater sponges. And so they're a really simple kind of animal, but they really are important to the ecology of our lakes and rivers. And so this is coming out of the University of Minnesota Crookston campus. And so they are looking at trying to involve people out in the communities to get excited to help us. And what you guys can do is, first we inform you about what we need your help with, about how to find, locate, and collect freshwater sponges from your nearby lakes and rivers that you live near, and help us that way. And so people will be like getting information about them. They'll get to see them through microscopes, the little sponges, and learn about it. So that's another way that we're trying to reach out.
Well, that all sounds super fun. So for people who are planning to go to the Beltrami County Fair and are interested in helping you guys with your studies, is there anything they should do to prepare themselves for the studies, or just come as you are?
Yeah, absolutely. Just come as you are. There's nothing anybody has to do. You know, just come find us. I haven't been yet to the Beltrami County Fair. This will be my first time. Super excited. I know you have an awesome fair.
Oh, and it's really nice. It's recently been paved, so very accessible as well.
Ooh, that's really nice. Yeah, we want that, right? And so I'm very excited to come. I'll be there starting, I guess, next Wednesday. I'm driving up, so be there for most of the fair myself on site, helping all of our researchers. So I think they have us in it's called Building 13. So I will have to, maybe we can update you once I find out if there's another name that you could shout out to your listeners about exactly what building that is at the fair. But we're going to have a lot of signage, so you're not going to miss us.
You know,
we're going to put all the signage outside that is about Driven to Discover. We also call it Research on a Stick, like
Ooh.
Everything at the fair is on a stick, you know. And so this is Research on a Stick. And so you're going to be able to find us. And then you come on in. We're going to guide you through, you know, you guys choose. Like, it's what you want to do. It's nothing pressuresome. You can just find out about what we're doing, and you might be like, yeah, no, I'm not really interested. That's fine, too. No pressure. It's all supposed to be fun, interactive. Just come listen to what, you know, and tell us what you're interested in, and we'll get you involved. Most of these studies take only, like, maybe 10 to 20 minutes. And so you just come on in. You maybe fill out a form on an iPad, and you get your prize or your compensation after that. Maybe spin a prize wheel, get something like, you know, some little University of Minnesota backpack or water bottle, whatever, and then you're on your way.
Well, fantastic. Everybody likes swag. Well, I appreciate you so much for taking the time to chat with me, Ellen. Anything else about your series of studies at the Beltrami County Fair you wanted to get out there before I let you go?
I think you covered it, you know. I mean, we're just really psyched to be up there for the first time ever. We've been having incredible success of doing this kind of work at the state fair, but this year we're spreading the word out to the county fairs as well, and so we're just really excited to see you guys in Beltrami County Fair this year.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. Thank you, Ellen Demereth from the University of Minnesota.